welcome back to the podcast. Episode 6, we go into my Nike Outlet Memorial Day weekend 2019 experience, and let's go ahead and get right into it. All right, and we are back to another podcast. This week was the Nike Outlet Memorial Weekend Day sale, and it was not too crazy, but before I get into that, I wanted to start off with a motivational quote by Benjamin Franklin: "Well done is better than well said." Now, I heard about this quote about a couple of weeks ago, thought it was brilliant, and really applied it to what it takes to be an entrepreneur, and I think that pretty much sums it up in that small quote. And I think that's because, you know, well done is better than well said, because it implies action. Are you a person of action? Are you actually going out looking for these shoes? Or are you just consuming a bunch of content, thinking you can do it, resell shoes, but not actually go out and put the work in? And I think this is important because these past couple of months, I've been taking more action, going to more places, willing to travel, and I am seeing my time being compensated in my eBay store, making more sales, coming across more deals, more finds, and you know, I think that's pretty important. I mean, of course, this depends on what you want to resell. If you're reselling shoes, you know, going to multiple spots is going to be the key. If you're reselling stuff from the thrift store, same thing, right? You got to go to different Goodwills, Salvation Armies, and look for that inventory, and hopefully you'll come across something if you go to different spots frequent enough. So then this week, we are Friday specifically, I had 3 different Nike outlets. It was a small haul, about 17 of those shoes I caught on my YouTube at the Austin Gentleman, and then I went back Saturday and picked up another 10. So about 27 pairs total, not including the Vans outlet, which would put me at about 42 pairs, which I'm actually taking a break processing them right now to do this podcast. But I went to Houston, which was 2 hours east of Austin, for those that are not familiar with Texas, and didn't come across too many crazy deals. I think one of the outlets, the best thing I found was a pair of Nike Air Force One RTs with a retail value of $220, and they sold for $57, or I bought them for $57, and the comps were anywhere between $120 through $160. The second outlet, I found some I forgot which model of Jordan, but I came across 10 pairs of those for about $24. And then lastly, the outlet local to me was pretty wiped out. So I went the next morning and I did come across some women's 10 nose at about $30. So what was interesting about that day, though, Saturday, was I did come across DFW Sneaker Fan. He's on Instagram, and that's his handle. This dude is actually out of Dallas, and that just goes to show how passionate the guy is. He came all the way down to Austin to clean house. It's about 3 hours south. So, you know, it takes dedication. You got to look for those deals. You got to look for those finds. And you really got to be hungry, you know, if you want to be successful in reselling. So it's not easy. It's going to take work. But if you're passionate about it, then it really doesn't feel like work. So, and I can contest to that, you know, driving to Houston, you know, it's 2 hours out of my way every other day or every other weekend when I could just simply source my local area. But, you know, you want to find those deals. And this is just pretty much the outlet strategy, right? You go to, the more outlets you go to, you're going to come across more deals. So, like the 10 pairs of Jordans I mentioned earlier that I bought for $24, I did actually see them locally here, and they were about $69, so that's pretty interesting. But yeah, so you just gotta go out there and get it. But I guess this is going to be a pretty short podcast. I really didn't have too many talking points this week, but feel free to check out that video. And yeah, I'm still tripping coming across people that I know in the community. I guess I could do one more tip. Friday, when I went to Houston, I try to be friendly to the employees at the Nike outlets. These guys. I used to actually work retail when I was an undergrad in college. They got to put up with a lot of people, a lot of BS. So I try to be nice to them as I can, try to make them laugh, and just have some discussions, And the point I'm making with that is you're building relationships, and then you tell them what you do, and they're aware of, like, oh, this guy's a reseller. I can potentially help him out. Because I think a lot of new people who get into this game, they may feel kind of hesitant or feel like they're doing something wrong by looking up the UPC codes and trying to see if they can resell them. That's totally normal. I've gone through that myself, but I found that if you're just upfront with these people, with these employees, they'll help you, because you got to realize they have a certain number they got to meet per month, and you're going to help them achieve that. And I kind of break the ice by actually mentioning that, like, oh, I'm a, like, if they ask me, do I need help? I pretty much respond with, oh, I'm a bulk buyer, so I'm here to bump your numbers up today. What deals do you have? And that kind of helps maybe break that barrier if you feel a little weird about doing this first, if you're it's your first time doing it. But yeah, just being cool with the employees, later on they'll try to help you out. So I was doing that with one of the employees, being cool with them, just chatting, and then later on they come up to me and I was looking at a shoe. I forgot what shoe I was looking at. And he simply said, "Hey, we got more of those in the back, right?" And that just goes to show, just be positive, spread good karma, and it'll come back to you. And another thing was, this week I did come across a lot of resellers, and some people might feel worried about that. They might feel some sense of competition, which it is essentially, but at the same time, I use it to establish relationships with those people. Because there's only so many of us out there, right? Resellers who specifically do this. And yeah, I try to just chat with them, be cool. I did come across one guy. He was looking up comps through the StockX app. And I think he was primarily a StockX seller. So yeah, I just had a quick friendly chat with him. And he kind of mentioned where I need to go to find some really good deals in Houston. And that would have never came up if I just kind of was being weird. I'm like, oh, this guy's a reseller too. Let me try to beat him into finding the best deals. So that was pretty interesting, and just goes to show, there's plenty of space for other resellers in this game. I mean, a person can't be everywhere at once, and have the capital or the ability to buy all the shoes out of the store. I mean, Nike puts a limit on you, so you kind of keep that in mind when you're in a store and you come across resellers, and you kind of feel this sense of urgency or panic, unless you come across some of those teams of resellers. Now that kind of sucks. I've been in that situation where, since I'm in Texas, you got these people from Mexico that'll come and. A family team of, five people, and there'll be like two or three families, and they'll just pile up the shoes. But of course, that doesn't happen too often, and it's just kind of a side note. I got sidetracked here, but they do that because it's cheaper for them to come up here to Texas, buy at the factory stores, and then take them down to Mexico, as opposed to actually importing the shoes. So that's pretty interesting. But I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this podcast up, guys. Hope you enjoyed it. And until next time. Thank you for listening to the podcast. It's people like you that help inspire me to continue to do this. So if you like, please subscribe, leave me a rating, and you can see me on Instagram and YouTube at The Austin Gentleman, all one word. Thanks, guys.